This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 9:08. It's Monday. It's a beautiful, clear blue
Happy
sky.
Happy Monday.
Thank you, Morgan. No wind that I can see right now. Are we expecting wind today?
It really shouldn't be windy. As bad as it had been, but we do have another storm moving in this week, so we'll see more wind and rain. But today should be a really nice day.
Excellent. Enjoy.
This story I want to do real quick before I get to the text, because I should have done it in the news. I was looking for anything not election related, and here's one, and yet I missed it because I didn't realize it was in Napa. This story is from Napa, California, everyone. While we've all been sheltered in place for at different, you know, levels of shelter, I guess is the way to word that. This family in the North Bay decided to build the Matterhorn. You know, the ride at Disneyland?
They built a replica of the Matterhorn?
Of the Matterhorn. It's two stories. Uh-huh. It's pictured, I'll show you the picture. It's pictured next to their house, and it looks similarly sized. Sean La Rochelle of Napa recreated the Matterhorn in his backyard and tried to nail every detail of the Alpine-themed roller coaster right down to the Yeti.
Good food, good people.
Hey, Bryn, I know you're looking for the Matterhorn, but we're hearing some kind of...
Yeah, sorry, that was a commercial. I was
quite
looking for the Matterhorn.
Fine, absolutely fine.
He says, I always wanted to build a ride. And Disney rides have always been special.
Oh, that's
so
cute.
Let me see if I can find the picture for you. It's unbelievable. Like,
how do you get a permit for something like that?
I don't know that you get permits for something like that.
You just go ahead and do it. Ask for forgiveness, not permission.
And of course, like everybody who talks about anything during the... Okay, here's a couple. This is a video, but it shows you... that it's an actual ride.
Bryn is showing us the video. That does look absolutely legit. Is this the actual?
That's
this
it,
is the
right
one
there.
The guy built?
Uh-huh.
That is incredible.
It's a full-on ride.
It's a full-on ride.
It's got everything. The chain is bringing him up the...
And there he is on the outside. Is he going to open this to the public?
I don't think so.
That's too bad because I would go.
It says that he's a grad student of architecture, and this is going to be in his portfolio.
Oh, that's
But
amazing.
It's huge. It's a real ride in his backyard in Napa, and I just thought, oh, look at that. Way to put your pandemic time to use, buddy.
Right. Well, there it is. You know, everybody needs a little something to do, Vin.
It could have been. I don't know what that cost. I didn't see what, you know... Had to have been expensive, right?
It does feel like that would be costly. Yeah. I think that if you built it yourself and did all the work and it was just sort of like a spray-on thing over a chicken wire frame over a roller coaster, maybe you kept it under $100,000. But what does a roller coaster cost? Like, it seemed like, I don't know. If you crafted all those things out of raw materials, then maybe you kept it cheap, but that seems expensive. You're right. And it also seems like something the city's going to make you tear down.
Well,
but I don't want to, you know, I suppose they weren't out doing inspections during COVID, so.
707 says, my son did the welding on the Matterhorn in Napa. It's wild.
Oh, well.
So,
there you go.
It does sound like in the story, he goes, we had a bunch of, what's the term I was looking for? It was right on the tip of my tongue a second ago. Properly spaced volunteers each day, and I'm like, all right, okay, everyone wore masks and stayed 6 feet apart. Okay.
Okay,
well, we do all have to say that, don't we?
We do. That is, you must say it, because otherwise people go, you suck.
Well, you know, but then that whole, come help me lift this thing.
Oh my God, this thing's so heavy. Just don't breathe hard in my direction.
Exactly.
Eat your lunch over
right
there. That's so fun, though. That's like, what a fun thing. That's, you know, we used to have this really big hillside, and my kid was really into roller coasters, and we always used to joke about building a roller coaster, and, you know, John was sort of checking out the nuts and bolts of how you would do that, and luckily we never did, because that would have been ridiculous, but just what fun it would be to have your own roller coaster in your yard. That's neat. I love that story. Thanks for telling us.
And on with the text. Our number's 800-400-3697. So there are a lot that are election related, and I'm going to try to sort of skip any of the really heavy
ones. And listen, don't get me going. I'm sorry. You know, I would like to say it's really difficult for me to shut the F up. It really is. So just please forgive my leaking passion. Sorry about it.
707 says, Vinny, get ready. My daughter at 8 wrote, Dear Diary, I just had my first kiss. It was Andy, the neighbor boy.
Oh, boy.
11-23-2019. And yes, I'm reading her diary now.
Well,
but
you
I
got
won't
him.
When she's older. I can trust her decisions.
Can you?
Or you'll be addicted to reading her diary and won't be able to pull off that thing.
It's going to get more and more exciting as time goes on. Good luck pulling off that, Mom. That's hilarious.
I finally unfriended someone on Facebook. She said she was trying to make a Parler account, which is I guess it's the Twitter for Republicans.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, I looked to see what it was, and I was shocked. So I said, bye. Yeah, I don't know what
to say. Well, you have that choice on social media, you know? You can unfollow the things you don't want to see.
408 says, oh, Vinny, you're so silly. She's not allowed to have a crush. LOL. Actually, I've said this before. I'll repeat it. I do want her to experience normal growing up experiences, including a first kiss. But 7? No. Not 7. 12? All right. That's, you know, over the age, that makes most sense to me, that first kiss around there, 12, 13. But 7? No. Let's see.
How old were you, Vin, when you got your first kiss?
How old was I?
I think you were a second grader, weren't you?
I was a third grader. I kissed Christy Wetzel, who was a sixth grader, by the way.
So you're like 8 years old at that point.
I don't know. I remember talking to my friend Mike, who was also in the sixth grade, and he's like, listen, when you kiss her, you got to swish your tongue around. And I'm like, all right. And so I did. I didn't know. I just knew that Mike told me you gotta swish that around in there. And I went, all right.
So show us how you did it.
I'd rather not. I don't necessarily.
You know, look, we all get that you know how to kiss now. Like, you know, show us your early fumblings.
That I, you know what? I couldn't even tell you. I was in third grade. I know I did it. And I know that Mike told me what to do when
did
I
you,
went,
like,
all right,
swirl
I'll
it
do
just
that.
Around, like, outside of her mouth, like, as you were coming in for the kiss? Or was it, did you actually pry her teeth apart? Like, I don't understand what happened there.
It's, you know what, this memory is burned into my brain, but not in the detailed way that you think. I just know that she was an older lady.
Yeah, you did get an older woman.
She had eyes on me, and I was like, yeah, I'm down, let's go. So we kissed by the monkey bars or whatever, the little gym thing. And then I got back to class a little late and came in and was like, you're not going to believe what I just did, everybody.
A typical boy. I got to tell you guys everything. Well, all about it. Guess what I just did? Guess what I just got?
I'd love to tell you I was above that, but I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
They should have put Santa in a snow globe so that it doubles as protection and kind of looks like a normal design. Yeah, I don't disagree that, but, you know, it's got to be useful, like easy to get in and out of. And,
right.
I mean,
plus he'll drown in the water. I mean, we all know how snow globes work. I mean,
right.
You know. Otherwise, all the snow just falls to the ground and no medium to float through.
Yikes. Can we get a palate cleanser after that Mariah Carey Metallica piece of, you know what?
That was hilarious.
Maybe a little Seek and Destroy or even Master of Puppets. Anything,
Vinny,
please.
Stop writing your own text. That's ridiculous.
Oh, you like that, Bryn?
I do, yeah.
I just want you for my own money. You will never know. So good.
Hell yes, System of a Down. I absolutely love them. They are so strong on politics and shaped a lot of me opening my eyes.
Well, you should read the piece that they put out in conjunction with these two songs. I mean, they lay out the whole Armenian, Azerbaijanian conflict and who's taking part in the thing.
Azerbaijan, I believe, is on one side and Turkey's on the other. And I think that they're catching it from both directions.
Turkey's
apparently supporting
them. And it's a whole thing.
Yeah, and basically goes unreported. So I think that's why they feel like they needed to put out some music, was to sort of bring attention to what's going on there, because we wouldn't otherwise have any idea. Vinny, you have to watch the Foo Fighters performance of Times Like These on SNL. Amazing, and I thought of you. And can't wait to hear your reaction. I'll watch it today.
Yeah,
I actually want to go back and watch the whole thing. I didn't get to yesterday. I had a bunch of stuff to do, and then football was on, but I think I'm going to start it from the beginning. I want to see Chappelle again.
Yeah.
Let's see. 510 says, I went for a surf in Bolinas on Saturday morning, and when word got out about the election, surfers started cheering. When I got out there, people were celebrating. Oh, when I got out, there were people celebrating in town, playing music, waving signs, and dancing. It was awesome.
Yay.
I think that California is such a Democrat-heavy state that you did see the celebrations. And I saw them right in my neighborhood, too. People ran out their front doors and were like, Oh, my God. Late in the day, you must have slept in. Oh, by the way, did you sleep hard the day after Friday's party or what?
No, I was up and feeling horrible at 7.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, you know how that goes. You think you'll sleep all day and you won't.
Sarah, I think the kittens belong to whomever pays the vet bills. We all vote for Ojai and Mark.
I like Ojai and Mark. Ojai, Mark. I think that's so funny. I don't know why they're not going for that. They love the room.
You know, the trippy thing is, from what I've been able to cobble together of what you've told us, it sounds like your boy's making plenty of money, but he's at home, and I think you guys I can't relate to it. I've said this many times, but you guys all like each other and you want to be in your house together.
We do.
When I was 18, I was gone, dude. Bye.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
No, we've always just had like a good, I mean, you know, at some point he'll move out and I'll be really sad, but he's got to start his own life. But this has been the pandemic. Like, he was living in Berkeley, you know, and he gave up that apartment and came home because he was like, why would I pay that money?
Sarah, post pictures of the kittens. What are you, crazy?
You know, I've been kind of trying to stay off Instagram. I'll put up that one video I sent you.
I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
So, oh, hi. And oh, hi is a great little word. And we would spell it O-J-A-I. Why wouldn't we, right?
Sure.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hey, Johnny, what's up?
Hi, S&V. Need your advice as you've been talking about appliances lately. Getting a new Samsung washer and dryer, total $1,500. Is it worth buying additional 3 to 5 year warranty? Appreciate it. Love you guys.
I don't know. I never buy those. Do you buy those? I never do either.
Yeah. You know, the new, you could get unlucky and then you'd be glad you had it. And if you can afford it, why not? But right. What I would say is these things work pretty darn good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think you're going to get 3 to 5 years without even having to look at it or touch it.
Right. Easily. We got 10 years out of those things before they started to whatever right. the hell was going on with that.
So unless you got a lemon, I wouldn't see why that'd be worth it. But I could be wrong, and certainly another texter can send in and help us out. 800-400-3697.
You said you have Samsung ones, didn't you?
I do, and they're great.
Yeah.
And I, you know.
Oh, there you go.
As I've mentioned a couple times, along the way, I have found things that I should be doing regularly that I never did. And
right.
they're still running. And even though they never got the regular sort of, I never cleaned that filter until I think last month.
The water filter thing, not the dust filter.
Right. No, the dust filter is totally different. But this thing, this little box down below, and Bryn knew of it because he goes, yeah, that little tube. Yeah. All that stuff's there that needs to be serviced. I never touched it for 7-8 years.
It smells rank too.
Yeah.
If you do it for the first time.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it did.
Ugh. Pond smelling.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
This one's interesting. 408 says, please don't say stop. Your ideas are not the views of everyone else's. Some people like having children and do well with it. All right.
Yeah, just 15 seems like a lot. I say stop.
At 45, too.
Yes. So, well, she finally had a girl. Now she can stop, right? I mean, please stop.
But listen, I didn't actually call them and directly tell the Schwantzes to stop.
No.
So, you know, they're
we're not picketing on their lawn or anything.
Right. No, I didn't. Right. I didn't get a billboard down the street from their house that
nope.
says, don't do it. Don't do it.
Stop
Look
doing
into
it.
Look into an IUD. No, they can do what they want. You're
yes.
right. We're doing a talk show here. We talk about stuff.
And we're just, you know, we're trying to be funny, too. So,
right.
you know, it was hilarious to us to tell them to stop.
510 says that girl won't be able to date. Right. With 15 brothers, she's going to have a protection from every grade level.
She is. Yep.
I have to travel for work, and it's very surreal in the airports right now. Very few people in the airport traveling or on planes. Shout out to San Francisco from a loyal listener living in Portland, Oregon.
Nice.
All right.
I've
actually been hearing there are people traveling, or maybe it's still, you know, minor compared to what it was
right.
before the pandemic, but it seems like a lot. By the way.
Oh, boy.
Were you at that Hooman's birthday dinner?
Where was this?
Where was that?
We're on Instagram.
No, we're going to some birthday dinner for him tomorrow night. And his birthday's not even until...
Of course there's multiple birthday dinners.
I think his birthday's not even until Sunday or something, right? Yeah, I was off Instagram, so I did not see that. He had some big...
Yeah, he's
Are you sure those weren't flashbacks?
No,
I'm sure.
He had another party.
There was a bunch of stories with... And there weren't any masks I saw.
No masks.
Right?
Well, maybe
I
need to...
And a big, big, long table full of people.
Oh, boy.
I thought for sure you would have been at that.
No.
Well, it was I believe it was in Texas, though.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see that part.
Uh-huh, I believe that all that was happening in Texas.
You know, Hooman, I don't know if I can go to your birthday dinner tomorrow night. You're traveling around seeing people without masks on.
I don't get it. How does he do that?
I don't know.
That was in Texas, really?
That was in Texas, yeah.
What do I do? I don't want to go to that now. What are you going to do, Bryn?
I don't know. Talk to you about this after the show.
My daughter is 36 today. Happy birthday, Laura.
Happy birthday, Laura, 36. So she was 12 when we started here.
Oh.
Way to go, Laura. We have Frost and Elsa Bronte this morning. We have Frost. Yeah, it's chilly out.
Yeah.
We're definitely making that transition now. I know my kids were, when we went to the park, they're like, look at all these leaves. It's crazy. All right. I mean,
it's like, well, it's crazy every fall. That's why they call it fall.
Yeah. But, you know, stomp those like, you know.
It's so fun. It's really fun. Right now, there's a ton of acorns or some kind of little thing, the thing I walk every day. And it's just so fun stepping on them, you know, because they break really easily. It's like, so I crush them as I walk. It's fun.
Well, the poor squirrels are going, what are you doing, lady? Oh, Godzilla just came through here and destroyed all our food. What's happening?
There's so many of them, I can't kill them all. Plus, isn't there some covering they have to get off anyway? I'm helping them.
I have no idea about squirrels. In fact, you're the one with all the information about squirrels. And I'm curious, how are you going to train your cats to chase the rats but not the squirrels?
No, I want them to chase the squirrels. I'm looking at a squirrel right now. It's demolishing my maple tree. And ever since my one cat died a few years ago, he used to sit in that tree and just be like, yeah, come on, come on. Come on over, squirrels. And now they drop just crap all over there, like destroying this tree. I'm looking at one right now, little bastard.
Well,
can't wait till I let my cats out to get them.
Oh, they can't leave yet?
No, they can't leave. And we're going to do things a little differently with these guys. Like, I'm never going to put up with, our next door neighbor who's a dog trainer, he's like, look, here's what you do. You got to get them in at night and rattle this can so that they know it's time to eat. You get them in and then you don't let them back out. And that's what we're going to do.
Oh, there you go.
I can't lose another cat like that. That's just awful.
I saw a coyote roaming my neighborhood this morning.
They're all over the place.
Yep.
Well, and you live right in the mountains,
too. We'll be back
to
say goodbye right after these on Alice. Right.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Oh, happy Monday. Yeah. Big, beautiful blue sky out there. The sun is shining. It's a whole new world. Vinny, I hope you get to surf today. Is that the plan?
I'm going to go give it a look. I have a trip up into our rafters on the schedule for this afternoon.
Is that to put all the Halloween decorations away?
And then I might check out that piece of junk Monday night football game for a minute. I don't have high hopes for it, though. I think the Pats are going to put it on the Jets hard.
Well, we'll see about that. I mean, that's what you'd like to see, but plenty of people would love to see the Pats not win. What are you going to go up in the rafters for? Put away the Halloween stuff?
How do I put this? My kids have always worn hand-me-downs from friends and neighbors, and we have to cycle them through every now and then. And so there's some clothes up there that are big enough that we've grown into, and now we have to put some clothes that the young one can grow into from the older. It's a whole thing. So there's a clothing.
I love that. I love the clothing program. I think that's so neat, you know, being able to get hand-me-downs. All my kids' friends were girls, so we didn't get that many. But I like that. I liked to, you know, hand them down to other people.
And we're doing the same. And then we'll pass on some of those to the Goodwill or to other friends as well, yeah.
Right. Once Edie's done. That's the nice thing. Once Edie's done with stuff, you know it's gone forever. Like, adios.
But, yeah, you know? No. We are not the Schwantzes, not even close.
We're not saving that for the next one, that's for sure.
Right.
All right, well, listen, have a great and productive day, and enjoy everything, and we'll see you tomorrow. Keep it here on Alice all day long.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.